One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what happens when the supernatural doesn't just haunt, but also protects?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Oh, yes, and thank you so much for listening. If you have a real ghost story, we would really appreciate it if you would share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to be a premium subscriber, up to you. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts. If you do that, you can try it 3 days free, see if you like it. Or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon has everything in Oregon.
And bright and sunny and a really nice day. It rains a lot here in the winter, but today it's nice and sunny and bright.
It is so very sunny and bright here in the middle of Kansas today, but in part because I still have a full 4 inches of snow across my front yard, and it is so bright in here. Like, I have to shut my curtains because the way the snow is, the sun's reflected off the snow, I can hardly see a damn thing. Like, you and I have talked before, I do like all four seasons. I do. But I just want the snow to snow and be really pretty like it was. We had the most beautiful snow about a week ago. But yeah. I'm ready for it to be gone. That was so last week.
Like, yeah, and usually, it's weird in Kansas, you know, it usually does go back up enough to get rid of it. Now, you'll have another snowstorm come through, but, you know, it gets rid of it. In other places in the world, that's not the case. It just piles up and piles up.
And that's what happened this time, because we had ice, then we had a blizzard, then 4 days later, we got 7 more inches of snow. And so now we still haven't got down to the layer of ice yet. It is hazardous dog walking conditions, but I have done it every day. My dog loves it, and he's really cute in his little adorable sweaters.
That guy is adorable anyway. So, hey, I have a funny story for you.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, so I would say maybe a year ago or so, I get a message on like Facebook Messenger from this person who said, I've been looking for you on trying to find you as an artist because I saw some of your artwork at the University of Iowa Hospital, and I really love your stuff and wondered if you have anything for sale. And I was like thinking to myself, I have artwork at the University of Iowa Hospital? Like, it's not far-fetched because I used to live in Iowa, not that far from there. And, you know, like somebody could have bought some of my artwork and then donated it to an auction and it ended up at the hospital. You know how people do, they'll buy art for stuff like that. And so I was like, huh, I'm surprised about that. I don't think anything more about it. Then you called me and you said, didn't you, when our niece had to have surgery. And by the way, wanted a little update you on that. She is doing well.
Yeah.
She's just working on being a mom now. She doesn't have the baby yet, but she's just working on being pregnant and enjoying her pregnancy right now. And, you know,
yeah,
other
there's
things
nothing,
will come.
There's nothing they can do until they deliver the baby on March the 12th. And I think the biggest, best news that we got was they're going to wait until May to start her radiation treatments, which gives her time with the baby.
Yeah. And so, you know, it honestly, for everything that's happened, it's kind of
it
our
felt
best
like
case
a win.
Scenario.
Yeah, it felt like
yeah.
a win.
Right. And so everybody's waiting through this surgery and they're just up there and up there. And then I get a message from Carol because the surgery was like 10 hours.
Surgery was supposed to be 6 to 7 and it was 10.
Yeah. And everybody's waiting and waiting. And sometime during that day, Carol goes, don't you have artwork up here?
And
I said,
the hospital
yeah,
is huge.
Yeah. And the hospital's huge. And I'm like, yeah, but I have no idea where. And so she's like, oh, okay, you know, no problem. And I don't think anything more about it. Yesterday morning, first thing, I get this text from a friend that still lives in Iowa. And he says, I'm sitting in the University of Iowa hospital waiting for my wife who's having a minor surgery. He said, and I look up. And look whose artwork I'm sitting underneath. And he takes two pictures and sends them to me of the
Dang,
artwork.
I wish
and
I'd thought, known.
And I thought that was, she was over in having it would be in dermatology, right? So it would have been a different area altogether than you guys were in. But it was so, it's just such a weird small world that he was just sitting there waiting and looking at the art. And then all of a sudden went, he probably thought this looks like Kathy's stuff. And then my name was on it. I thought that was just a small, odd world.
Well, and because Giovanni and I, our nephew, we're hanging out and it's like, you know, I think Kathy's got a piece of art in this hospital somewhere, but the hospital is so big that I'm like, if Kathy knows where it is, maybe we could go find it while we're waiting. But like we were in the area that is for people with neck and head issues. Like, so Sophia's yeah. was a thyroid issue and tumors in her neck. So it's very specific where we were. So yeah. I'd have never found that in a million years, but it'd have been so cool.
And I thought it was just so funny that I had a friend that was just there and he goes, I just looked up and look what I'm sitting underneath. And
well,
I thought that was
And I will
odd
say
world.
There's an art show here where I live and we have a facility called Mark Arts. And actually, Charles Koch of the Koch brothers lives here and it's his wife. They built this and it's a very, very nice facility. And they have a really cool art show right now going on. And Kathy has a piece in it. And I went and saw the art show. And it's an amazing show. And Kathy's piece looked fantastic in the show. And I was so proud. So I just want to brag for a minute.
Thank you. Oh,
super
you did
awesome.
Not have to throw all that in.
But it was super awesome.
I just was thinking about what a small world it is and how, you know, things happen. And, you know, you kind of reconnect with people. Yeah. You know, and so I chatted with that person for a while, you know, and I hadn't talked to them for a really long time. And it just, you know, the world just kind of throws
out things.
Well, and
it is weird since I had just a few weeks, about a month ago, I guess we were up there. And and I was like, where is this piece of art? Do you have any idea? Because they have a lot of art there. A lot of art in that hospital.
Hospitals do. Yeah. Hospitals are great art collectors.
Well, let's talk about some ghost stories. So here's our first story today. It says, when I was 12, my mom, my older brother, and I moved into a new house. Soon after settling in, strange things began to unfold. About 6 months after our move, my brother and I went to visit our dad 2 hours away for the weekend. One Saturday late morning, my mom was in the kitchen facing the stove as she cooked eggs. She swore she heard my voice behind her saying, "Hey, Mama," like I always do. She replied, still facing the stove, asking how Dad's house was and why I was home early. Normally, I didn't come home until Sunday night. And then she heard me say, "I missed you." She turned around to give me a hug, but no one was there. After calling my name again, she said, "Are you home?" And I told her I wasn't, that I was still at Dad's house. That was our first eerie encounter. About 2 years after moving in, I was taking a shower in my mom's room because mine had no water pressure. My mom was at work and my brother was out with friends. With my music playing at a decent volume, I heard something crash, like items thrown against a wall. I stepped out of the shower and looked down the hallway. And to reach the hallway from my mom's closet, I had to walk through her closet, make a full U-turn. On the hallway floor was the baseboard from her closet, not yet attached to the wall. Despite the odd sight, I didn't feel scared. The house didn't feel heavy or like someone was watching. Instead, it felt light, as if I wasn't alone in a good way. I don't totally understand what she heard, but maybe the baseboard, something was messed up with that?
I don't quite understand it either, because she said it wasn't attached originally, or it was attached and came loose.
Or maybe it was this. On the hallway floor was the baseboard from her closet, not yet attached to the wall. Maybe it meant not attached to the wall. But even then, the baseboard wouldn't make a loud crashing sound.
I know. That's what I thought, too. Like, even that would just be like, I'm not sure you'd even hear that in a shower.
But it didn't feel scary. Like, it felt light. I don't know what that one was. Then, when I was about 14, around the same time as the shower incident, I inherited a gold ring from my grandma and wore it everywhere, even when I went down to the lake. One day, while boating with family and friends, I leaned over the edge. I knew this was going to be a bad idea, boating with the special ring. Boating with family and friends, I leaned over the edge and the ring, which was a size and a half too big, slipped off my finger. I watched it float away until it vanished from sight. I was devastated for days. About a week later, I found the ring sitting on my bathroom floor just as mysteriously as it had disappeared. That's interesting.
That's impossible.
That is impossible. Because she saw it go away. It fell off her finger. How did it get back? The most haunting experience happened when I was in the eighth grade. I tried to take my own life for reasons that are still too sensitive to discuss. Oh, I hate hearing that. That night, as I was gathering pills from the cabinet, I felt a cold hand on my shoulder and heard a whisper in my ear saying, "You're not alone." I shrugged off the touch and the hand vanished. I was hospitalized after my mom found me, and ever since I returned home, a disembodied voice visits me at night. At first, I thought it was my mom because it sounded exactly like her. The voice began as a whisper calling out my name, Taryn. I ignored it, thinking it was just in my mind in a half-asleep state. About 10 seconds later, the voice came again, slightly louder, Taryn. This time, I remained silent to see if it would repeat. It did once more, Taryn. I jolted awake, cried out, "What, Mom?" But no one was there. For 3 years now, this voice has continued to reach out to me, with the most recent occurrence happening just last night. Surprisingly, I'm not afraid of my house anymore. If anything, it comforts me to know I'm not alone. I know that's a lot to share. I've been listening to you guys for a while now. I love your show. I have more stories to tell. And that's from Taryn. Now, it is interesting that her mom heard her voice. She's hearing her mom's voice.
I know. I thought that, too, when you said that. I was like, how did we go from, you know, that something seems to be mimicking voices. And maybe it's because it thinks you will listen to it. If you hear a voice or that you would be responsive to hearing your child's voice, right? Or hearing your mother's voice without being necessarily scared.
Yeah, like her mom was just like, "Hey, honey, you know,
you're home. Oh, I didn't expect you. Right. And so that was strange. And it was very strange that she said, no, I'm still at dad's.
And it's interesting too, like with her whole experience, and I hope she's gotten help. She needs to work through issues that she seems to obviously have. You know, yes, I hope she's gotten some counseling and work through it and working through this, because, you know, that can be a lifetime of working through things.
Yes.
But the fact that she felt the hand on her shoulder and something said, you're not alone, you know, maybe mm-hmm. that is kind of a guardian spirit of some kind.
Definitely. I think it could be a guardian spirit. It could be God. You know, it could be, you know, many different things, but I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That, you know, telling you, you know, hey, hang in there. You're not alone. I'm here. You know, you've got, you know, someone here with you. You know, so, and that's good. That's good.
But do you think that for 3 years, continuing to hear your name at night, that seems to me like that's excessive. You know, it's like, come on, well, y'all got to stop. Or is that okay?
Well, she...
Because she doesn't say how long...
Well, what did you get the feeling? Like, she said she's been hearing it for 3 years, but that doesn't mean it's every day. It might be.
Well, that's true.
That's
true.
You know, because I hear stuff here and there. I don't hear it every day. I don't hear it all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but occasionally, and oftentimes kind of when I think I need it, maybe, you know, it's there. So, you know, it may not be something she's hearing constantly.
Yeah, and maybe it's more of that I'm here for you, like a reminder.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way I took that.
So maybe that's not a bad thing.
I think maybe she's got a protective spirit.
Yeah, I hope so. Because she needs it. Because that feels like, you know, she's had some dark times.
She's got somebody that's there with her watching out. That's what I think.
Yeah, I do too. And maybe, you know, that voice was trying to kind of stop her from doing what she was doing, and she didn't
listen to that feeling. I got from it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, listen to that.
Yeah,
what's around
you.
Pay attention to that. Mm-hmm. Well, let's listen to this call from Megan.
Hi, my name is Megan. I'm from Toronto, Canada. I've really been enjoying your show, even though I'm usually a seasoned skeptic, but... I figured I'd offer a story of my own about Ouija boards. I'm a little bit nervous. In the fall of 2000, when I was in high school, a friend of mine passed away from cancer. It was a childhood friend. It was the first time I'd ever had to deal with something like that up front, and it was very traumatic. And a few months later, another friend of mine who had also been friends with her somehow got her hands on a Ouija board, and she had borrowed it from somebody. And both of us had parents that were very religious, so she kind of had to sneak it into the house, and we had to sneak into the garage to use it. And we only had like maybe half an hour before our parents, you know, would start wondering what we were doing. And so we tried to contact this friend of ours, and it was a very short conversation, and it seemed like we were talking to her. We asked her, you know, we really just had a chance to ask, you know, how are you doing? How are things? You know, are you at peace, et cetera? And afterwards, my other friend just kind of walked away from it without, like, I don't know that she really... that it really weighed on her mind at all, but I was like 17 at the time, and I was like just blown away that I was able to have this conversation, and so I became kind of fixated on it. And then a few months later, I found a Ouija board in a secondhand store, and so I smuggled it home, because if my mother had known that I was bringing it into the house, she would have been very upset. She thought that they were bad luck. Which is understandable looking back. And so there was a period of a few months where I just became obsessed with this thing. I would say more like addicted. And at first I thought I was talking to my friend. and I just became intensely fixated on using this thing every night. And then this other voice started to come in. This being, I don't know if it was a ghost, he identified himself as Hal, and he would just say just really horrible, awful things to me all the time. And I don't know why I kept using it, even though I was getting this voice. And I didn't realize how far it had gone until one night he told me that another friend of mine was going to be murdered, and that she was going to be stabbed. And I just broke down into hysterics. I completely flipped out. I called my friend. She was fine. There was nothing going on at all. Nothing that he predicted came true. And I just, like, and she thought I had completely lost my mind when I told her this. And this was an incident that for many years I had put out of my mind, because after that I didn't use it as much. I just kind of shoved it under my bed and left it there. And then I went away to college. And then years later, I was telling this story to my therapist, because I felt like, looking back, like there must be something wrong with me that I would, you know, that something like that would happen. And without skipping a beat, he said, you couldn't prevent your friend from dying from cancer, so you were playing out a situation in which you could prevent somebody else from dying. And my jaw dropped. I was awestruck. Like, I had never even thought of that before. And it was interesting because he wasn't judgmental about it. He didn't ask me whether or not I believed in ghosts. And, like, I don't know if it was a ghost or not that I was talking to. I don't know if it was my dead friend that I was honestly talking to. I don't think it was. But I will say that whether or not you believe that Ouija boards can attract evil spirits or demons or what have you, people who are grieving should never, ever touch a Ouija board. It's just so unhealthy. It's such an unhealthy thing for them to get their hands on when they're trying to grieve. And I remember you guys talking about whether or not somebody should tell their therapist that, you know, that they're worried about these sorts of things. And depending on the therapist, that may or may not be a good idea, but it might be important for them to know your perceptions, depending on the situation. Because I think my therapist felt like that was useful information to him, and he didn't bother with whether or not he agreed with me. That didn't even come into the conversation. But anyways, I just thought I would tell you guys that story. It was, you know, a very emotional occurrence for me. I would never, ever, I've stayed away from Ouija boards pretty much the rest of my life after that. I think they're a bad deal. And, you know, even though I'm a seasoned skeptic, I do think there's a lot of unexplainable things out there, which is why I enjoy your show so much. So anyways, thank you for letting me tell my story. Bye.
So what do you think about that? I do think if you're grieving, things like Ouija boards aren't a good idea.
Because I think you're super vulnerable.
Exactly. And you're trying so hard to connect with someone who you're missing that I don't know mm-hmm. that it's a healthy connection. And
I don't think so. I really do not. And I think that it's easy to manipulate a Ouija board as well, even mm-hmm. if you don't think you
absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, you can be doing things that, you know, coming up with responses that you want to hear, or you think, you know, you're making a connection and so forth and so on. And I'm with her. I think she's absolutely right that she, you know, is skeptical, but yet had this experience. And I like the idea that she said, you know, people are very vulnerable when they've lost a friend, lost somebody. And this was her first experience with death, she said, mm-hmm. right? And it's very, very overwhelming. And it's easy to reach out and say, oh, I just need them. I just need to hear from them. I need to know they're okay. I need this. I need that. And so something like a Ouija board is, you know, can be kind of an easy draw, you know, where you're drawn into it.
Yep.
And get into it. So I'm with her. I don't think it's a good place for people that aren't really ready for it. And sometimes I'm not sure they're really good places most of the time. You have to be really careful, I think, with something like that. I like her therapist a lot, though.
And I do think if you're going to see a therapist, they need to know all the things. And if it's like, hey, you know, I've been playing with the Ouija board.
Yeah, well, if you're not going to tell your therapist the truth, don't expect good results.
And why are you going to a therapist unless you're willing to bear it?
Exactly.
Unless it's court-ordered.
True. Well, I mean, then it's not sincere, really.
Exactly.
But I liked the therapist's response.
Yeah.
And, you know, she is right. Like, or the therapist was like, you don't know. Maybe you actually did save them somehow. By just telling them this, they may have altered something in what their plan was. Like, you don't know. Maybe you did. Who knows? We, you know, every day we make choices not to go one direction and go another, and it's completely life-changing, you know? So I do think that her therapist, I like the way that her therapist responded to her, was not judgmental, said okay, and, you know, took it into account. I think this is all really good advice, though, as far as being careful with, you know, Ouija
boards.
Totally
agree. Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do one more quick story. And it says, recently, I've been absolutely terrified in my own home. That's never a good sentence. It's over 150 years old, and almost every record of its past has vanished from local history. What little I do know comes from the previous owner, an elderly neighbor, or a man whose grandfather once owned the land when it was still a farm. I've heard that local kids used to throw dances and parties in the barn that once stood here. A former owner tore the barn down, but I'm certain that spot is still charged with some leftover energy. Sometimes if you stand in just the right part of the yard in the middle of the night, you can hear what sounds like a whole crowd of people chatting and laughing. Strangely, if you move a few steps away, the sound disappears, and it usually only lasts about a minute. So I was just thinking about that sentence there about standing in the middle of the night. I have never stood in my yard in the middle of the night. And I wonder if I did, what I might hear.
Well, yes, you need to go out there in the middle of the night sometime.
Because I got the feeling my yard would give up some stuff.
I don't think you should go into the murder shed, though.
No, not the murder she shed. I do think I have a cat living in it, though.
Yeah.
But not the murder she shed. But there's something more disturbing inside the house. Something dark, much darker. I felt its presence for a while, though nobody else seems to sense it the way I do. It seems to concentrate where the back of the house once stood before it was expanded, as though it wants to keep me from leaving. I also feel it on the basement steps and anywhere near the chimney in the kitchen. A few years ago, when we cleaned the fireplace, we found an old cross on a broken chain. I kept it for a couple of weeks, but then it vanished without a trace. The chimney runs between my bedroom and what we call the blue room. The room used to belong to my older... Oh, I think this isn't quite right, because it says the room used to belong to my older, younger brother. I'm not sure what that means. So it could be your older or younger brother. But he refused to sleep there because he claimed it was haunted. He'd often see a figure in the corner or near the door right by his bed. For a while, the blue room became a guest room while my two brothers shared bunk beds. I know how much people love bunk beds. When I was about 9, every family has had one. I was about 9, I had the flu and had to sleep in the blue room. I remember drifting off, only to be startled awake by noises coming from the corner. My brother's stories flooded my mind, so in a panicked whisper, I asked, "Grandfather, is that you? Are you here?" I never met my grandfather, but he was the only deceased relative I could think of. Luckily, nothing else happened and I fell back asleep. Now, my other younger brother sleeps there, but he stays up reading all night with the lights on, so he barely notices anything. I also feel this darkness creeping into my own bedroom. Some nights I glimpse shadowy shapes slithering across the walls or across the ceiling. That was a tongue twister. Mm. It's gotten so intense that I can only sleep during the day. Oh, that's not good. Whatever it is, it hasn't shown me its full form yet, though I'm not sure I want to see it at all. My friends come over for sleepovers like normal teenagers, but they're always saying they feel like someone's watching them. I've learned to live with that uneasy feeling, so I never mention it. One time they tried a Ouija board, nothing dramatic happened, but they were on edge the whole time. Another friend went to the basement by herself to grab a soda, and less than a minute later, she came screaming back upstairs. After she calmed down, she swore she saw a tall, dark figure in the shadows. On another occasion, a friend looked out the window and claimed she saw a floating man's face. She shrieked, dove to the floor, burst into tears until someone convinced her it was just her imagination. We were only 10 at that time, so that's been a few years, and I'm not sure if she even remembers it. I'll guarantee you she does.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I guarantee you. I love this old house, but it doesn't always feel like my home. If anyone has any advice, I'd love to hear it. I'll definitely send an update if anything new happens. I have plenty more stories, and maybe I'll share them next time. So I don't think I got a name for that one. Nope. Yeah, okay. That's a scary old place.
And that 150 years old.
Yeah.
And when she said it has a chimney in the kitchen,
then you know
it's
old.
A very old house.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a very old house. And the poor friend who went to the cellar for a Coke.
That just reminded me of
oh my goodness.
Like that one time you had your friend Rachel over and she went to the
Rachel.
No.
It was Raytha.
Raytha. Yeah, that's a weird name. And she went to the bathroom and then she couldn't get out because the door handle kept shaking and she thought it was.
And it was holding, you know, like how you try to open the door, but it feels like somebody's holding it from the other side and you can't open it. And so she was screaming at us and we ran down the hallway and the door opened and she was so mad at us.
But it was funny because years and years later, I'm doing a morning show. And my friend Pat and I were doing the morning show together and we were doing ghost stories. And so I was sharing some stories and I shared that story. And so then this guy left me a voice message from Alma, from where the city we lived, the town we lived in. Somehow that got back to her, actually. Uh-huh. And she said then, she's like, so that really wasn't them playing a trick on me?
And it was not.
And so she remembered it all those years later. So I
and she had just thought it was us standing on the other side of the door holding it. And she was so mad. She was like, don't you ever do that again. Don't you? And like we were all down the hall in the bedroom listening to records, you know. And then she's screaming. So we run down there. And she really thought all those years it was us. But
so the girl that saw the floating face is never going to forget this.
No, that's not a forgettable thing.
And so whenever people bring up ghost stories, you know that girl still shares that story to this day. Unless they truly did convince her it was her imagination.
Gosh.
But I don't know. And then just they were lucky they had anybody even come over and spend the night. We could never get that when we were kids.
Yeah. We had a hard time drumming up friends that would want to do it.
Yeah, I had friends. They just didn't come to my house. But
I didn't really have friends. But, you know, can you imagine, though, like going to somebody? Like my vantage point is from the person who lives in the haunted house.
Yeah.
I've never really stopped and considered what it felt like to go visit somebody's haunted house. Right, that you knew was so. Could you imagine the courage it would take from that standpoint to be an 11 or a 12 year old and think, yeah, I'll go stay the night with Kathy or Carol,
yeah,
at their haunted house that everyone in town knows is haunted,
and you know. Everybody heard stories.
Oh my gosh,
from other and from other families that lived there. It wasn't just us sharing stories. It was families
and people
who had
go,
lived there.
Oh yeah, we remember. Oh yeah, you live in that house where that woman, you know, poisoned the people that were staying there. You know,
and whether that happened or not, I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Rumors.
But that was the legend of the house, right? That this woman had a boarding house and she poisoned people, and it was like. Yeah, I guess so, you know.
But one story I'd heard was that there'd been a fire and the woman's son had died in the fire and she basically went crazy in the house. I'd heard that.
Okay. I mean, possible. And maybe they're all possible. Maybe they're all true and maybe none of them are true.
Exactly.
I don't know. But when people in the town walk up and tell you ghost stories about your house, you know, it's a little hard to go home at night and then expect to have friends come over and have a slumber party with you.
But like the story there with the girl who went down to the basement to get the drink and then sees that and is screaming and comes running up the stairs. You know, she's not used to living in a house like that. She just went down and get a soda. Doesn't think anything about it. And then it's like, oh my God. You know, she still remembers that too.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh,
yeah.
Poor thing.
Super. In a house that old, there's no way.
Yeah. And it is traumatizing.
Ugh. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. If you want to write it in, do that. RealGhostStoriesOnline.com. And you can become a premium subscriber. You get advanced episodes. You get access to the archive. You get no commercials. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or just go to ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door. So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Feel off? Tired? Moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to traceminerals.com and feel the difference minerals make.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals, and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at traceminerals.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to TraceMinerals.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com. You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to TraceMinerals.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace.